Dominic Kinnear is with us on Sports Byline. We're talking about soccer, not only around the world, but also in this country as well. I alluded to Landon Donovan going over to Europe and playing in Germany and really didn't get the playing time that he felt he needed in order to get better. And for a long time, Dominic, it was said that if American players were going to get better and become world-class players, that they were going to have to go up against better competition and go somewhere else other than the United States. Is that out the door now as far as the thinking?
No, not completely out the door, Ron. I still think people look, and let's be honest, when you watch TV on a Saturday morning, you know, the English Premier League is literally shoved in your face, and it's a great package. It's a great game. It's got great stars. So I think, you know, if you're a real competitor, sometimes you want to play against the best. Sometimes that takes hopping on an airplane and going overseas. I think the door is closing a little bit. You've seen some other young players along the way foregoing careers in Europe and wanting to stay in Europe. You're seeing some guys at a good age who have been in Europe are foregoing their European careers or are coming back to MLS to continue their career. So I think that gap is closing. It's up to each and every individual about what they want to do. Sometimes it's pressure from family or whatever else. But I think it's no longer, you know, 90%, you know, 9 out of 10 soccer players want to head to Europe. I think that is, that numbers come back in a favorable way towards MLS, which is only going to make us better.
I'm going to use a football analogy here to make the point, and that is I've often said that the Pittsburgh Steelers, when they were winning their 4 NFL championships, took on the personality of Pittsburgh, and I think everybody knows that that's blue-collar, kind of steel type of town. And I'm just wondering whether the same thing can be said about soccer in this country. Does it take on the personality of this country? I mean, we're more of a flamboyant attack type of attitude in this country. And are we getting to that point? What is the, you know, the, I guess, personality of American soccer today?
You know, the person, in my opinion, Ron, it's grinders, it's hard workers, great attitude. You know, the never give up attitude, you know, never say die attitude. You go back to Landon Donovan scoring that goal many years ago in the World Cup in the dying minutes of the game. That for me kind of epitomizes the American attitude. Are we the best in the world? Absolutely not. That you leave that to the Brazilians, the Argentinians, who play a little bit more flair than most. But the one thing I love about the Americans is when they play, the other team knows they're in for a game, not just for 5 minutes or for 10, but for the entire time. And we are getting a little better. More technique is along the way. But the best thing about it is the size of the heart that's on the players when they step on the field.
How far away are we from maybe reaching a final in the World Cup?
Oh, I don't think that's a question that anybody can answer, Ron. You know, when you think about it, Spain won their first World Cup, I think it was 2 World Cups ago. So a great nation like that who's produced so many great players, a nation like Portugal, has yet to win a World Cup. So I still think along the way, you're always going to see Argentina, Brazil, Germany's always going to be there. Just who the heck knows what they're feeding their kids there, but it's almost like nuts and bolts for breakfast. These guys come out as fighting machines. And you know, and you have your surprises along the way. You know, Colombia is getting better. The Italians are always pretty consistent. So for us, I think, you know, to get out of the group was always a big plus, especially this last World Cup, but it was considered the group of death. And for the Americans to come out, it was a huge achievement. You need a little bit of luck along the way, a little bit of luck of the draw. So it could be in the next World Cup cycle. It could be 50 years from now. That's always the trickiest one. As you know, tournaments are so hard to predict. But, you know, Duke, North Carolina, teams like that are always kind of there towards the end. And that's somewhat similar to the World Cup of the Germans, the Argentinians, Brazilians.
My golf friends would tell me that playing in a PGA tournament was a lot different than playing in a Masters or a U.S. Open. And I know what they were talking about. We're talking about the Big Four when it comes to golf. Tell me a little bit, because you won 54 caps playing for the U.S. national soccer team. Tell me about the difference between just another match and one playing for your country or playing in the World Cup.
Oh, you can't be. I've never played in a World Cup, so I can't speak of it. But for me, the best memory for me was 1992, Mile High Stadium in Denver. It's going back a ways, 92 and Mile High kind of going together. We played Scotland, and Scotland was the country of my birth. And for that game, the coach of the national team at the time, Bora Milutinović, decided to pick me as captain. You know, so it was really, you know, it was a great experience, not only playing for the USA, but kind of playing against the country of your birth. These are always different games. And I think any time you pull on the jersey, whether it be basketball, the dream team, so to say, or the Americans in hockey, it's always a little bit different when you represent your country, not representing your city or your owner, but the whole nation. The intensity and the specialness is just so much better than it is for a regular club game.
When you think about over your long career and the players, the great players that you've seen, what's the commonality among them, no matter where they play in the world, Dominic?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's so many good things to say. Technique is always at a premium for these guys. And luckily for me, the great players I've been around, the way they've lived their lives off the field, it's been a treat to be around them. Good family guys, take care of themselves as far as what they put in their bodies. And they do approach every practice as if it's a tool for them to prepare and to also get better. So absolute professionals. But if you have no technique and a little bit of specialness, it doesn't get you very far. And obviously talent is the number one factor.
When you look around all the years that you've watched players, tell me the ones that have left a lasting memory on you.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll date myself here, but my favorite player of all time was the great French captain, Michel Platini, during the 80s and the early 90s. For me, he was just the epitome of a wonderful player and leader. I'm always good friends with John Doyle, so I have to throw John Doyle in the conversation, tough-nosed defender for the USA team. And then when you look at the players now, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, these guys, even a day of, soccer players being the peak of their, physical abilities, these guys still make people look silly. And for these guys to have that talent, that's the reason why they stick out above the best.
There's something about the game, and I don't know that I've ever been able to communicate it. Now, I grew up with it because my dad was in the Air Force and we lived overseas, and I really fell in love with it. But there is something about the game that just brings you in. There's an allure about it. Help me out a little bit here, Dominic.
Yeah, I think it's an acquired taste. It's like a glass of wine or a beer, so to say. I think it's one of those, once you're in, it keeps you in. And for me, luckily I grew up with the sport, but I've gained some friends over the years who didn't really know too much about soccer. And then after being around it, I think it's just a little bit different than the rest. It's hard to explain why I think that way. I enjoy hockey and basketball and football, but, soccer for me is the game, as I'm sure the other sports fans have stated, that's their sport. But the one thing that people always say, it's the world's game, and I think it does touch every type of person, whether big, small, physically gifted or not. I think it brings in different flair and taste. Like you said, the Steelers kind of represent that city. I think if you look at the countries around the world, the way their country is kind of the way their soccer teams identify with them. So I think it has a little bit of everything. It's almost like the perfect stew.
I mentioned that you've won four MLS championships, two with San Jose and also two back-to-back with the Houston Dynamo. When you think about what you thought coaching would be like and you've been so successful, what is the essence of that success?
Oh, I mean, first off, I had a really good person. My first job in coaching was with Frank Yallop, who was with the Earthquakes in the early 2000s. And I couldn't have picked a better. Luckily, he picked me, but it was almost like I picked him to be the perfect teacher. And then for me, as any good coach would tell you, and if he doesn't tell you this, he's an absolute liar. It's all about the players and the talent you have on the field. Luckily for me, been surrounded with guys like Landon Donovan, Brian Ching, Dwayne DiRosario, not huge international stars besides Landon, but MLS great players. And that's where most of my success has come, as in Major League Soccer. And let's be honest, if I'm coaching different players, maybe I'm not talking to you as Coach San Jose Earthquakes, I'm doing something else.
The other thing that I've always thought, and I don't know whether I'm right about this, it's one thing to teach technique, but I think in soccer more than anything else, the important aspect of success is teaching communication, especially out on a field where it's not like you're in the huddle or you're on the sideline and a coach can come up to you and give you some advice on how to play. Am I correct in that observation?
100%. That's a great point. It's easier said than done. I always say, communication cuts down on running. It makes attacking easier. It makes defending a heck of a lot easier. And obviously communication keeps, I think, people's confidence and people's alertness at a premium when they're on the field. So, it's true. There's no really timeout. You can't take the guys over to the side and let them know what's going on. It has to be a free-flowing game. So therefore, personalities who are proud, who are good leaders, who are vocal in a positive way are so important to the team inside the locker room and out in the field.
We only have a minute left, but I'm just wondering, goalkeeping has certainly evolved. We saw that in the World Cup, and we see it every 4 years in the World Cup. Tell me how it's changed.
Well, the goalkeeper's probably a little bit better now. Back in the day, the defender passed it back to the goalkeeper, could easily pick it up and do whatever he wanted with the ball. The goalkeeper's now be a bit better with their feet, but because of the back pass rule, reading the game is always good. And I think now, especially the way the ball has been manufactured, these balls move in a knuckle like crazy. So, I mean, their reflexes have to be wonderful. You know, I think we're so lucky over the years to have seen a guy like Tim Howard play. Not only good with his feet, wonderful shot stopper, which he showed in that, you know, that game against Belgium where he was getting peppered pretty much the entire time. But a bit of a better overall athlete, not just a shot stopper, but a better player.
Dominic, I want to thank you very much. We've known each other for a very long time and haven't talked for a while, but let's not make that be the case since you're in San Jose as the head coach of the San Jose Earthquakes. Thank you, my friend.
Ron, it was great talking to you, and I totally agree with you. Let's keep it keep this conversation going at a good pace.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, take care.
Dominic Kinnear, again, former pro soccer player who won 54 caps playing for the U.S. national soccer team and also won 4 MLS championships. He is a great, great teacher. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.